My name is and always has been Gremta Lautke. When I was just a little girl, my dear parents went on an afternoon pleasure cruise on the River Druge.
Oh, what a gay excursion we will have on the waves.
We will eat the sturgeon liver and drink the sour cherry brandy with the mineral water.
The boat sank, and their dear bodies were dashed to pieces on the stones of the River Druge. I was sent to live with my mother's half-sister, my Tanta Luza.
You can sleep in the loft with the puppets.
Tanta Luza ran a theater of the puppets.
A puppet theater for the working men and women of the city. You will find no whimsy here, nor will you find your culture. This is not the fine arts palace. This is the coarse arts palace.
During the day, the puppet shows were for the children.
Oh, Herr Elephant, you have fallen down the well.
Yeah, little Marinka. I thought I saw a little cinnamon bun and reached my trunk for it, but I toppled in and now my large bottom is stuck in the well.
Was it a cinnamon bun?
No, it was a small brown stone, but now I can't get out.
Oh, elephant.
But when the shadows of the night crept over the city, when the sun surrendered to the stars and the children were shooed off to bed, the presentations of the puppets became very frank in their subject matter. Very adult. And I would watch from my hiding place high above the stage.
Juanita, my dearest sister, how good to see you. You look full of health and vigorous.
Antonio, my brother, it is almost noon, and yet I see from your hair and your robe that you are just rising from bed. Your face is still creased of the pillow.
I was up quite late into the night rereading passages from Cervantes.
Oh, Antonio, all of your life you've been such a terrible liar.
Juanita!
I know you have been laying down and commingling your body with the body of my fiancé, Carlos.
No!
Do not deny it, Antonio. You have been secret lovers since last harvest. He craves your manly flesh and not the bosom of my womanhood.
I am sorry, Juanita, it is true. He worships the spire of my cathedral. And not the water of your humble baptismal font.
Then there is only one thing to do.
Oh, Juanita has a knife, a wickedly sharp knife. That is what a scorned woman will do, stab people.
Oh, please, Juanita, no. Why?
I am going to flay your hide, and I will wear your skin as a costume in the darkness of the night. Carlos will think it is you, and he will make love to me.
Oh, this is romance.
Yeah! Hello?
Oh, it is Carlos.
Antonio, Juanita, what have you done?
Love me!
When I was 13, my aunt summoned me to the office of her business.
Ah, Gremta, you are old enough now that it is time for you to earn your keep.
Oh, I could scarcely believe my ears. I was to have a job with the puppets. Maybe I would be the usher or the ticket taker.
You know Graf Schluger von Schluger?
The richest man in town who also owns the horse meat cannery?
I have been told he is going to buy this building that houses my puppet theater. He is going to tear it down and build a coffin factory. It is a popular idea because it would provide jobs for all the young orphans and blind women in town. I cannot let him do this. My puppets are my life!
I don't see how I fit into this plan.
Graf Schluger von Schluger has a son, Peter. You are to befriend him.
And try to get him to change his father's heart about the coffin factory?
No, you are to kill Peter. Schluger von Schluger will be soaked in a father's grief for months. His business plans will flounder. It will give me time to hire an arsonist from Dusseldorf to burn down the horse meat cannery and to the ground.
No more horse meat? Then what shall we have for Sunday supper?
Beans.
And I was an obedient child, so late at night I crept into the window of Peter.
Who are you?
Me?
Yes.
It is just Grandpa Lautke.
Why are you creeping in the window of me? It is very late.
I have seen you walking about town in your gray jacket and blue trousers and the funny Austrian hat with the grouse feather. I thought we could be friends.
You thought we should be friends, and so you crawl in my window at almost midnight? Do you see how strange that is?
Yes, it might seem strange to the person whose room it is.
No matter. My godmother sent me a game from Poland called Ponies and Frogs. Would you like to play?
Is it a game of skill or chance? I am not a very lucky person.
Oh, it is mostly won by cleverness, with just a little bit of dice rolling.
And so we played the silly game.
Ha! Look! Your frog is riding my pony!
And we talked of our mutual love of concertina music and stale brown bread dunked in salty cabbage broth. Before I could stop it, we were friends. And that meant we were doomed.
It is your turn, little friend.
Peter, I must tell you who I am.
I know who you are. You are the girl who lives in the puppet theater. Papa says show folks are prostitutes and vagabonds.
It is worse than that. My Tante Luza gave me this slice of strudel to give to you.
Oh, I love strudel.
Everybody loves strudel. But this strudel has not just apples and raisins. This strudel also has strychnine.
Oh, that very inviting pastry would be the death of me. The buttery, flaky death of me.
Peter, I cannot let you eat this. I will eat it myself.
It looks big enough for the two of us.
Yes, Tata Lucia is known for her large baked goods.
Do you have the warmth and affection for your aunt?
I wish very much, and have prayed to the Infant of Prague to have a place of love, or even tolerance, in my heart for her. But she has always let me know that I am a burden. And you? Do you love your father?
Well, I am a disappointment to him.
No one would miss us.
No one at all.
Tea would be lovely to wash down this strudel.
I will ring Holger to bring tea, and let me get my pen and ink and fine Icelandic stationery. We will compose notes of suicide to my father and your aunt, telling them to look for our bodies in the horse meat canning factory.
And so, we wrote the notes and arranged where our bodies would be discovered. In the wee hours, Peter's father, Graf Schluger von Schluger, and my Tante Luja rushed to the house of equine flesh. They beheld in front of their eyes two small, lifeless heaps.
Oh, Peter! Peter, my son!
Grandpa! Grandpa!
Oh, Luja von Schluger, this is your handiwork.
Shut up! I am not a child killer. I please children with puppets. I don't slaughter the innocent, but you would stop at nothing to get your way.
Yes, maybe, but not this time.
Where are your tears for your son?
Where are the tears for your niece?
You son of an old goat. You have not changed since we were 16, and we would go under the hazelnut trees and have the intercourse until we were sore of the privates.
And now we are the most bitter of enemies.
Why do you really seek to close the puppet theater?
How else could I get your attention?
Do you really think I am the sort of woman who could make love in the same room as cadavers of two children?
No. Should we move the bodies?
That's what I was hinting at.
Come, let us hop up on the conveyor belt and get them out of sight.
What? How strange. Oh, these are not the bodies of children. They are sacks of root vegetables.
Who would play such a prank?
Now, Pater?
Yes, Grimta. Throw the switch to start the conveyor belt.
What is happening?
Oh, no! We are trapped in the processing line! Our bodies will be taken to the cooking vats and the chopping stations. They will end up in cans labeled Grade B horse meat.
Aha! Grimta!
Peter!
Where did you children learn such wickedness?
We learned it from you.
Yeah.
We are doomed.
I believe there is just enough time to make love before we are killed by your machinery and rendered into anonymous chunks of meat.
And so, Peter and I watched the lurid coupling and dismemberment of our family. Flesh brought together, flesh torn apart.
Oh, not as disturbing as I thought it would be. Life never is, I suppose.
Now what?
My father has a truck that he would use to transport dead beasts. And you have puppets. Many puppets.
Oh, we shall have a gay travel caravan of puppets and delight.
Yes, yes. A joyous life for us. I clap my hands in glee at the thought of a life in show business.
That was 30 years ago. Along the way, from time to time, we would pick up outcasts and shy geniuses, the strays of this world. We built the world's most magnificent carnival.
Who would have thought this story would have a happy ending?
But there is one thing Peter and I never eat. Oh, it is not what you are thinking. We eat horse meat every chance we get. It is strudel we don't touch.